Begin the Grandav Mesechtas Megillah Dav Chaf. Begin the Mesechtas. Begin the Maslan. Begin the words of the Gemara. Sfira biyamami. Sfira. But that's the reason why is because the counting has to be during the daytime. So Shemashim is counting. So it has to be during the daytime. Now, says Tzimkan Kan Kashal Peirush Rashi. From here we have a difficulty. Why Rashi explains the Ketz and Tzelim Pesachim the Peyals Menafk. The part of the Gemara asked him whether the other Biyasi Dama mixes them Kikulik or Biyasi. He says that part of the day is like the whole day, and Rezavah Shadasa Bishabla Sfirasa. So a Zavah that had a discharge on day 7 when they're counting. So in the Sesedis, so since already part of the day went, so it won't undo the 60 that she counted because that part of the day was already 7 days. So in Canaan, that's the case of day. So when a woman becomes a Zavah Gedele because she sees 3 consecutive days and there are 11 days of Zavah, according to him, that makes him Kukulo, he says, how do you ever have halacha of a Zavah at all? But every woman that sees on the first day and then she sees on the second day, but she already had part of the day that she didn't see. Not flowing 3 days straight, at least according to the simple understanding. So once it's already like the whole day, it's like you already had the whole day of Shemayim Yom. So when she has the second time, it should not combine with the one beforehand. Shan Gemara answers, but also Koshnei Ben Neshmas, where she saw both of the twilights of the 2 days, one after the other. Which Rashi explains what the Gemara is answering is that she saw by Ben Neshmas of half of this day, half which is half of the other day. So the whole Ben Neshmas is, you don't have any part of the day that's separating between the two of them. Because the Azab is Sefer Yom, Mitzchil Sahach HaBetumah. What is Ben Neshmas? Ben Neshmas is part of it from the previous one, part of the next. We just don't know which is which. So if they saw the two Ben Neshmas, so you are connecting those 3 days because they're all connected with the Ben Neshmas. But so it's Tesh, well, this is difficult in Rashi because according to him, at the beginning of the day is in Tumah. So that's not considered as a day of Tahara. Only when it was a discharge in the middle of the day, oh, then, okay, you have what's left over as a counting. So according to Rashi, it's difficult because over here we see that counting of nighttime is not considered counting. That's how different Maslam Taisis. So if that's the case, so why are they going to have to give the answer and say that she saw the whole Ben Hashmash is to say that there was no gap in between? What do you mean? Why didn't you say that she saw the discharge at nighttime in the beginning? Where, okay, so then you don't have any beginnings of Tahara. And so you can't count it as Tahara anymore. Because our Svirus Lai loves Svirahi. Because counting at nighttime is not considered as a counting. And also, this waiting is not considered effective. Because according to Rashi, the beginning of the day is what establishes the whole day. And she saw in the beginning of the night, which is the beginning of the day. So it comes that the whole day was Tahara. Since the beginning was Tahara, so why do you need to have that the entire Ben Hashmash is to connect them as the explanation of how you're going to come as Zavah Gedolah according to Rabbi Yossi. Well, that's the Zavah. What you can say is that most definitely counting at nighttime is not counting as we see here in our Gemara. But still, you can't say that just by she saw at nighttime because the Zavah Rabbi Yossi holds the slave of Yom Mahani Lishmak Maitchazim. Holds the end of the day is effective to be Miktzayim like at the beginning of the day. And according to Rabbi Yossi, Miksim Kekula is also where the end of the day was B'Tahara. That's why the Gemara explained this, talking about by Ben Hashmashes. Because the Kama, the Gemara is saying over there, Rabbi Yossi, Zavah Gemura, Hechem Mishkaz, how are you going to have Zavah Gemura? Because if she sees a discharge in the first half of the day, but the rest of the half of the day is going to be a shimer because you're going to see that even the second episode is a mixed kikuloim. So therefore, that's why it's not difficult even in Rashi. But since it's them, if you're going to say im kain, if that's the case of Yisi, the seven mixed kikuloi, that part of the day is like the whole day. Im kain hoyla hakshus. So then the Gemara should have asked and said that the Yisi kikutayi amr l'shmaite. The Yisi is saying his sugya like the kutayim could the parach l'rav benida. The Gemara asked a similar question l'rav benida samach tesem and aleph where. They would count the day of that you stopped, meaning on the seventh day of the counting. That the Gemara asks, how could Rav say that you count the leftover when she stopped seeing blood? But that's what the Kutam, they count that day itself. So here also you're saying that the other half of the day you're counting a Shema, but I thought you can't count half of the day. And that's a such for someone to say the Kutoy Amri. No, the Kutoy, they say I feel like Yimrishin Shapaskwa, that even the first day, when you stop seeing a discharge, what we call the day of the Hafsik, that after she had 3 discharges, so this Sefrasal Yimrishin, they count day 1. And that's a difficulty that you can't do, because your cheskes pesuach, mayon the pesuach, the fountain, the spring is still open. You have a presumption. That's what the point of a hefsek and a meiches. Rabbi Yisi lo amar l'mim shiver. Rabbi Yisi was only saying the mitzvah kikul is from day 7. You already had 6 days past. You're on day 7, so then okay. So that's what I'm saying. But on Rav, that since he wanted to make that even part of the third day that you're stopping on one of the 7 days, that's like the katar. But Rabbi Yisi, it's not that taking part of the day is like the katar. It's specifically that we stop. That's when we stop at day 7. You're already 6 days without a discharge. That wouldn't be like the good time, even if mixes a.m. the second half of the day is kukula. Next taste mass in the beginning words the Gemara, which according to Taisa's gear, so the words of Kamilim, but we know the rule of dim tizikacham leilu, that the night time is only a tizikacham, so you can't say that that's what the pasuk means when it says, like, kogel ashchoshech is when it's on its way to becoming dark. That's Laila, because Laila is only when the stars come out. Since you tell me night time is only one, yet the stars come out at night, my pocket. Why do we have this machlekes rishvuda himself the Shabbos regarding what's considered twilight? Who cares? Let's just say whenever the stars come out, that's what night time is. What's the discussion over there? No, even regarding even the stars coming out, there is a difference. Because there are certain stars that are seen during the daytime. And therefore, that's what the machlekes is regarding the measurement of the ben hashmash, to know when does the time start that you could be in doubt if it's from day or nighttime, because there's no that because again, even with stars, there are stars that are at nighttime, and you have to know therefore when is actually night, not just based on the stars themselves. And we don't know exactly when the tzitzik chavim start that and the day is finished. Begin with the Gemara, and the night was for us as a mishmar. So you see that the day is from Alisa Shachar until Tzisa Kacham. Says Tzisa Kacham, says difficult. The Harmin and Bracha, the Gemara tells them Brachas in the beginning of Shas and the Bezim and Bezim, Tzisa Kacham and Lailu, that the stars come out as nighttime. And that the Gemara says, Vapashin, Lailu, there's no proof, but there is some type of a hint to this. There's something that says, the Pasi, as our Divine Master Tzisa quoted, Vailon and Lailu and Mishma, that the night was for us as a Mishma. Why isn't it a qualified proof? Like we're saying, like we're learning from a pasuk, it's a pasuk. Somebody says what you can say is the Hasan Bailasuke, the Gemara, because there wants to conclude this man Shchiva, they got a Kriyishma, when it says when the person goes to lay down, we're going to Kriyishma, but it says come that man is from the stars come out. Shabbat Gemara, the Hasan, the Gemara says it, but the Hinzur that Gemara, that's not qualified proof. Because the Hinzur Bailal Baisa Shah, you're right, although it's nighttime from Sizik Chavim, not when everyone goes to sleep, and there wouldn't be a Rai Gemara to say that that's this man of Ubishach Bacha when people are going to sleep, even though it's already nighttime. Sidon Ekstes Masas, the beginning words the Gemara, but Labidu Yom Kippurim. And for the bidu of Yom Kippur, the Tanya, the Braiso, or take out the word the Tanya, but that's also at night, at daytime. Now, catch a difficulty. Hi, what if it's in this halacha, the bidu of Yom Kippur is during the daytime, given the Tanya called Yom Kippur, since you're saying the whole day is when it's valid for leaning on the animal, but you have vida in the Bashar Smicha. Vida is when you do the Smicha. So Smicha is all day, so the vida is all day. And that's the same for somebody, what you can say is the ilav, hi, if we didn't have a special drasha for the bidu of Yom Kippur, Havimina would have said the vida is there, but actually the bidu of Yom Kippur. And the gear says, "Ain't the kavita the shas mechas will not be the other mechas. That the in the kasha kavita wouldn't be valid all day, and the vigum lamelis mechas like the kishagolam kishas mechas would cause that actually this mecha of this animal would not be valid all day like all of this mechas. Shemachi itzach lemisli habita that we have to say specifically the vigum that actually it is all day, and thus its mecha also would be all day." Tim next says, "Master, the begin with the word zigmoli kmita black Torah. That how do we know regarding taking the fistful and the burning?" That it's all day, that's something like it says, in the day that he commanded. Now, Avashchita, Loimavkinaikra, that we don't, that it's only by daytime, that we don't learn from this, rather, like the Gemara brought from Biyemzif Chechem. So, why? Because the Lavavavaydi, Shchita is not considered as a Vaydi, Shem Kshem Bazar, because it's a Valdi more than non kind. And we crumb, Shem Avaydi, this passage to Mamba Avaydi, the Chzim Lahakrim is Kabane. And Machin Tnuv of Agosha, so too regarding the waving and the bringing near the Mizveach. That's why we learn from this pasuk, because in tzarch b'hu kain b'minchal v'nei k'mitza, you don't need to have a kain by the flower from before the k'mitza, and if it's only from k'mitza and akhtara, then we learn from b'yimtza v'yisa. Tim next says, Masla, begin with the gemara, kalal kosh like says aymer. All night is valid for the harvest of the aymer. And that same is the mitzvah sriyas aymer, which is the equivalent of the gatsiras aymer. So Amr ben Tam, he says, Shem shachal baruch b'layla, if someone forgets to make the bracha on the sriyas aymer at night time, which is when we make it, like the gatsiras, lay baruch meir, should not make a bracha during the daytime, like we see in our anonymous. The mission that we're bringing over in the Gemara, that where it has to be, it's only kosher kalalayla. because the Nehidik is Tamim Menachas, although there's an illness which Menachas the Bayan Avon Avon Tani that says Nikta Bayayim, that if the Aymer was harvested during the daytime, because when the Aymer is valid after the fact, so you should say something regarding serious Aymer, the Book of Mokim still stumble the Hacha Adifa, our Nehidik's Mishnah is better, because the Tani, like a Mehilchas the Psik the Dinah, because it's taught together all that clear cut halachas of the Din, and therefore we go like our Nehidik's Mishnah over here. By the removal, it appears that Philemon the Machshik says I'm BM the Yemen, even though according to one who validates the harvesting of the Aymer on daytime after the fact, but he would agree regarding the counting of the Aymer, that one should not count during the daytime. Because the Pasuk repeats it a second time to say that it's integral, but Philemon says in the Pasuk, to Mimas, that the counting should be complete. But at the Mimas, you would not find it to be 49 complete days. Only be start counting at nighttime, which is when it starts at nighttime. So it says, Malachas of Shavuot. Now, Bahakas, when the Halachas Gedal, he writes, if you forgot to count at nighttime, you should count the counting of that day, Sfira, without a bracha. If you forgot nighttime and daytime, a whole day, you shouldn't count anymore with a bracha, even the following days. Because you need it to be complete, which means you need to be able to count every single day, and you don't have it because you missed a day. So you can't count with a bracha anymore. In general, after one makes the bracha on the sphere, so I'm, he says, may it be the will that Hashem rebuilds the base of Israel speedily in our days. Now, and that we should be able to bring the Omer. Now, why don't we say the same Yiratzim when we do the Kiyah Sheva? Because I'm behind them, and the reason is now when we're counting with the sphere, so Omer, it's really primarily because to be able to go ahead and do the actual Omer itself, which is the Ketzir's Omer. So it's just remembering what was when the Beis HaMikdash was built. And therefore, asking that we hope that it should come back and we have to do the Dairais HaLoch. And therefore, we have no special need to mention that it should be Zecher LaMikdash.